This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're taking off the second hour of the program here, and you can take control of the airwaves. 855-453 is the number. That's toll-free. It's brought to you by ProXVN. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive right there on the front page of the website. So when you find something really interesting online that you want to share, maybe really funny, whatever it is you want to share, you can share it on the front page, and then other Free Talk Live listeners can vote up or down as to whether they like or dislike what you've suggested, and you get to vote on things as well. So go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Ian in the studio here at Porkfest 2014, special guest Brian Hagan. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Ian Freeman. It's so good to be here, man. I mean, you know, it's so nice making that trek from Kansas, getting away from work, which is the radio world, then coming here and getting back into the radio world once again, but it doesn't feel like work here for some reason. It feels like I'm preaching to people who really want to hear what I want to hear, you know?
Maybe. I mean, certainly the audience is with us, although, you know, we're on dozens of radio stations all around the country, so whether everyone wants to hear about what's happening at Porkfest, I don't know, but I would hope they're interested because it's a unique event. It's something that's there, you can't find anything like it. Some people have said it's the Burning Man of the libertarian movement.
I've heard that.
Which I feel like, you know, that could be a little insulting. It could also be insulting to Burning Man. I think I've never been to Burning Man, but I know people who have, and the stories I've heard, to compare the two probably isn't really fair, but, you know, Burning Man, it's a lot larger. It's, you know, 30,000 people or something like that. The artwork at Burning Man is, you know, there's nothing like that here. Burning Man's all about, you know, sculptures and creations and really big, crazy, psychedelic kind of trippy artwork installations. So it's not in any way the same kind of thing. And plus at Burning Man, you've got they call it the gift economy, right? So the money is shunned at Burning Man.
Oh, that's right.
You're supposed to just give everything to everyone at Burning Man.
It's not like that here at Porkfest. I mean, that's the whole thing. If there is a bit of an art, and it's the art of the individual coming up with different ideas and offering different services and different products that you might not find anywhere else. And then everybody wins in the end by privately free trading amongst one another. It's wonderful to see that.
Right. Here you get all multiple currencies.
So yes, exactly.
So in a way, it's sort of the polar opposite of Burning Man. It's similar to Burning Man in that Porkfest is a small city that comes together.
Mm-hmm.
As you were saying before, Brian, if you need a poncho, it's raining out today. Somebody's got ponchos for sale. If it's cold out at night, there's somebody selling hoodies. So there's food available, not around the clock, but there's enough food generally available during the daytime. And I think that's one thing that's lacking this year at Porkfest is a late night food tent.
I've noticed that. Yes.
If somebody comes here tonight, tomorrow night, and sets up and starts selling after 10 p.m., I think they will do very, very well for themselves. And there's nothing preventing them from doing that.
Nothing at all. That would be wonderful. And I've heard that complaint from a lot of people. It's just not really a complaint, but it is a need that's not being met right now. I mean, because you go out, you socialize, you lube up your brain a little bit, and you know, by 3 o'clock in the morning, you're hungry again before you pass out in the tent.
So we can talk more about the event. It's a good one. You should be here. And, you know, maybe it is fair to call it the Libertarian Burning Man, but
why not? Just go with it. Yeah, I know. But
So toll-free number, 855-453. We've got interesting people who are joining us throughout the evening tonight. And one who is on our third mic right now is James Jaeger. He's a movie producer. James, hop right in and close to that microphone. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me, Ian.
No, it's great to have you here. Now, you've actually brought in a stack of what appear to be documentary films that that you've produced about a variety of liberty-oriented topics, from fiat money to corporate fascism. I know because I heard you being interviewed by Derek Jay on Angel Clark's show earlier this week. I know a little bit about you. You have some past history in creating movies and doing movie making. You didn't just jump in as a hobby, right? Where do you come from?
I've been making movies ever since Regular 8, which was the predecessor to Super 8. And I moved out to Hollywood around 77. and started working with some of the studios and independent production companies and was making lots of narrative dramatic motion pictures. I met Paul Gibbons out there, and he's one of the owners and stockholders and partner of Matrix Productions, which we formed in 81. And somewhere around 86, I decided that I might as well, you know, I'm tired of making all these mindless narrative dramatic films, and I made a film called Fiat Empire about the Federal Reserve System, which was inspired by G. Edward Griffin's book.
So you decided to break away from the movie system that you have been working for. What were some of the real downsides of working in Hollywood?
Well, first of all, features take forever to get financed, and the larger the budget, the longer it takes to get them financed. Hollywood is incredibly competitive, and it's just very difficult. When I arrived out there in 77, I took my camera and my light meter, and the first thing they said was, forget this, here's your hammer and the saw, you get to build a set. So it's basically a lot of paying of dues, meaning working on everyone's production for free.
Did you have any good experiences out there while you were doing that, though?
Yeah, the first production I worked on at Paramount Ranch, I was running around taking photographs, and I met a guy named Lee Garms, who was the cinematographer that shot Gone with the Wind, and he became my mentor, and I worked with him. I edited his last motion picture, and he introduced me to most of the people at the Academy of Motion Pictures and people like Conrad Hall, the cinematographers, and Haskell Wexel.
So you've filled various different roles then. You've done set construction, editing. What other roles have you filled in the movie business?
I basically have filled every post on up to director and producer in one capacity or the other. I do believe before you can say you're a producer, you need to be able to do the hats of every single person in your organization below. In case there's a revolt or something, you know.
You have to step in and hammer
that nail down, right?
So you were inspired to do things differently, to change directions, go in a documentary, go into the documentary world. So when was that, in the 80s that you moved into documentaries?
I did Fiat Empire in 2007.
Oh, okay. Sorry, totally missed that.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, I didn't go into... I've always made documentaries just for fun, interstitial stuff, short things, home movies and things. I actually, I don't know, I was very passionate about G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, and I wanted to make a movie about it. I called up Ed, and he gave me an option on the literary property, and I had no idea whether anyone was going to watch it. All my friends kept saying to me, James, I didn't know you were into cars, you know, Fiat, and, you know, Fiat, a movie about some stupid car. It's like, yeah.
So you made these movies. They're now available for free online. Where would one find them?
We make the films, and we keep them offline for about a window of 6 months, and then they basically fund the next film. We've been very lucky in that each one has funded the next one a little higher quality. So you can watch them all for free if you go to YouTube and simply type in the title of the movie and maybe my name or something.
And your name is James Jaeger?
Yeah, spelled with a J.
J-A-G-E-R?
Yes, J-A-E-G-E-R.
J-A-E-G-E-R, okay.
Right. And then if you like the movie and you want to get a DVD for your mother, go to moviepubs.net.
Movie Pubs?
Yes, short for Movie Publications.
Got it, .net. Okay. Very cool. I have to say thank you for that. What advice would you give to somebody who is maybe younger, in their teens or early 20s, and they want to get into filmmaking? Should they go to a school?
You know, I dropped out of Penn to basically just get started in the movie industry, and so I would not really recommend that they go to school, because then when I got out there, everybody was spitting on me and they laughing at me. You think you're going to go somewhere just because you went here or there?
Oh.
What you have to do is you have to save up maybe $1,000 and get a camera and go out and make a movie, a short one, a 5-minute one, then a 15. Then a 30, and then a 90-minute feature.
So just teach yourself. Just get out there, just do it, and then work your way up that way.
I guarantee if you pick 5 pages out of a script, or, you know, take 5 pages out of Casablanca, and you shoot those 5 pages, you're going to learn something, and that's going to prepare you for a 10-minute film, and then a 15, 30, and a 90.
Well, what I've always found about broadcast school, film school, all that, they teach a lot of theory. But they never teach real-life application. You come out of that class, you've got your degree, suddenly, you don't really know what you're doing out there.
Absolutely.
James, thanks again for coming on Free Talk Live. Really appreciate you coming on the program here tonight, live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We'll talk more about Pork Fest coming up in moments. What's happening at the event? What did you do today, Brian? What did I do? What's been out there? What's still to come here tonight? I believe the big goth dance party has just kicked off about 15 minutes ago, for the first time ever, as I understand it. So there's more coming up from Pork Fest 2014.
Quantum vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Today, people go to college, do coursework, repeat what professors tell them, get degrees, and are issued official transcripts from state-approved institutions. In the future, people will learn online and obtain pseudonymous academic credentials associated with their Bitcoin address. That future is now. At mathgate.info, you can learn basic reasoning skills. Instead of a transcript, you can earn cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. For more information, come to mathgate.info.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 855-453. Right here from Rogers Campground, we are live in person in the LRN.FM media room where all a large number of liberty-oriented shows are being produced throughout the week, which has kind of run me a little ragged because I'm here frequently for a lot of them.
I know, man. Like, you're here at like, oh, I'll see you at 3 in the afternoon. Suddenly yep. It's 3 in the morning. Here's Ian
here
again.
Managing to make it work, though, and have a good time all at the same time. So it's great being at Porkfest 2014. You could be here, too. It's not too late.
No.
Maybe you're in New England, and you can conveniently get to Lancaster, New Hampshire. We're going to be here all the way through Sunday, probably around noontime. So come on up, even if it's just for Saturday. If all you can do is come up for 8 hours, you know, from 2 in the afternoon to 10 at night Saturday, you're going to have a blast.
That is going to be a day well spent. I mean, you're from the moment you get here to the moment you leave, you are going to be surrounded by fun people, smart people, all kinds of different talks. I mean, there's just something going on all the time.
You can be as engaged as you want to, whether it's the talks and James was our guest earlier was raving about some of the talks he was watching, to just talking with people. So there's presentations. Like, I did a presentation today about radio broadcasting. And what I mean by that is pirate radio broadcasting, i.e. not asking governmental permission to create an FM broadcast radio station. Corey Moore, by the way, joining us here, Brian and myself. Corey, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Oh, thanks for having me on again, Ian.
So, yeah, not a problem. You are the host of the Corey Moore Show, one of the shows on LRN.FM, one of the shows that you could broadcast in your local listening area if you wanted to take a little bit of risk. And so I talked about some of the risks involved in doing 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week FM broadcasting without governmental permission. And, you know, surprisingly, the risks aren't as bad as people might think. Yes, you could have your house raided. There is that there's that little possibility. It's out there. But most of the time, they don't raid your house right out the gate. Usually,
and as long as you don't have a dog, you're probably okay. I mean, they're not
at least your dog will be
okay. Yeah, at least your dog won't be shot.
Usually what happens if you're running a radio station without government permission is they'll only find you typically if somebody complains.
Right.
So usually it's the established broadcasters who already have their licenses who are kind of doing the slave-on-slave violence thing where they'll snitch you out the FCC. Or maybe it's people who don't like your opinions who snitch you out to the FCC. Either way, it takes them a little while to actually come to town unless you already live in a city where the FCC has an office. And they don't have very many of them. It's like Tampa, Boston, D.C., and somewhere else in the, you know, out west.
Well, they're overloaded right now, right? That's what I've heard.
They're always overloaded, and they've closed offices over the years, and they've consolidated, and they don't have listening posts or anything like that, so they operate completely on complaints.
That's it, yeah. There was always this attitude, I think, at one point that, like, the FCC was monitoring and listening in on
stations.
They
may have been in the past.
At one point, yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right, but I don't think you've had that for probably the
decades.
Past 20 years, 30 years, yeah. It's like all the different requirements. And there are so many requirements, as you know, Ian, in terrestrial mainstream broadcasting. And again, it's that sort of thing like they do, like we were talking about with Ross Ulbricht earlier, about his case. They suddenly break these little details out only when they want to get someone in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what they do. They put all of these recommended needs and issues that you have to keep track of. No one, you can go years, decades, and if they just, you know, suddenly they want to bring you down,
find something.
Yeah.
So what I was recommending is that people look into this because ultimately, if you're running a radio station without government permission, they're going to send you a notice first and foremost before they raid. They're going to threaten you, and they're going to get you to try to, you know, they're going to want to get you to stop broadcasting. And if you stop broadcasting, they'll leave you alone. So what I was telling folks is over the years in Keene, where I live, we've had three broadcast radio stations that have operated, one for 9 months, one for 8 months, one for 4 months, uninterrupted, 24 hours a day on the FM band. And not once has anyone been raided over it. There have been three letters of threat issued to the various property owners, but no one's ever been raided. So they just shut down after the threatening letter came in. And when you're in New Hampshire, you get more activists moving in. That's more potential locations for transmitter sites.
Right. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, shut the transmitter down, move it to a new site, turn it back on, and by that time the FCC's out of town. And then they're going to have to get another complaint to come back by. So
boom, you're broadcasting again. That's beautiful.
So the risk is relatively low, especially if you're in a place like New Hampshire. And that's one of the things I talked about. So what, Corey Moore, what did you do today here at Porkfest?
You know, really, I've just been spending most of my day getting set up here. I'm really excited about today.
Well, what
tomorrow.
Are you setting up?
Oh, just my tent and things like that. It's been raining all day long.
Well, I know you used to sell coffee here.
Not vending this year. Although I think that, you know, I look around, there is a severe lack of vendors this year, and I feel like I probably should have vended this year.
Okay, now
compared
that's
to
weird,
the, like, years
because,
past.
Well, Derek Jay said that he had heard from the organizers. This is hearsay.
Right.
But and actually, no, I talked to the organizer, and he confirmed this. They have more than twice as many vendors as last year.
But I don't think there's a lot of food. I mean, I can think of like four or five different places that are serving food.
I wonder if we're going to see more people show up tomorrow, being that the weekend's about to happen.
That's what I'm thinking.
If you're a new vendor to Porkfest, you may not realize that it's pretty decently busy in the early portion of the week. You may just think, all right, I'm going to play it safe here. I'm going to come for Thursday, Friday, Saturday and see how, you know, see how business is on those days. And if it's really like they, what I'd heard was it was now 60 something vendors compared to 24. And so more than twice as many.
Wow.
But that's a bunch of newbies, right? People who don't
sure.
know the event maybe very well, who've heard that it's a good event, but they're playing it safe. So I'm hoping that we're going to see an explosion in vending within the next 48 hours.
Well, I know there is some controversy about it because there are apparently some outside vendors who are not part of the community who are selling.
There's and controversy about that?
I've heard there is some controversy about it. People are upset about it.
There have been. I don't know if I should call it controversy or if you should just call it gossiping about it. There's been a lot of that. It's a lot of, I can't believe that these outsiders are
that
here.
That is disgusting to
isn't
me
it,
because, I mean, how are you supposed to bring people into the Liberty Movement if there's this sort of cloistered off, we're this private club mentality?
Right.
Let anybody who wants to come sell, what is it, the Fry people? There's like a couple of vendors here who are obviously like, we'll come to any fair and sell kind of
sure.
food vendors. You know, there's the elephant ears and the French fry stands. And I think it's great that those people have come here. And the more they converse with the people in this crowd, the more likely they are to at least come to understand the ideas that are being presented.
Well, there was one individual running one of those stands, and I ended up talking to him. And, yeah, from the outside, it looks like maybe he's just a professional who moved in here. No. He's a friend of Liberty. We got to talking, and he said, this was great. This is what I do. And he said, to be able to bring it here to Porkfest, he said, was just thrilling to me.
You know, libertarians will find something to grumble about.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
It doesn't matter how positive an event it is, how much fun people are having. I mean, what? People aren't signed on with the Free State Project Statement of Intent. They're not Libertarian Party members. What do they want from these people? What's the litmus test to be
they're
at
here?
Porkfest?
And I think they want the libertarian equivalent of a government issued ID, only issued by all of us in the Liberty Movement.
So, I don't know.
Just walk around with the world's smallest political quiz and have them fill it out. And,
yeah,
and if there's anything outside of the libertarian quadrant, they can be kicked out of here.
Yep, sorry, you can't bend.
Sorry, you can't bend.
It's ridiculous. I hope more people come and bring their wares and their experience to Porkfest. And Corey Moore, you're doing your show Friday night. Brian, are you going to be on it?
I will be on it. Yes, right, I will.
You're doing radio every day.
I know, man, and I'm loving it. I'm loving every minute of it.
CoreyMooreShow.com?
Yep.
That's Corey, CoreyMooreShow.com. show.com.
Yeah.
And thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight, man.
Thank you. Thanks,
that's,
Corey.
Corey's show, by the way, is Fridays after Free Talk Live on LRN.FM, and he'll be here live in this studio Friday night. So look forward to seeing him then, and we'll continue with more of your calls and thoughts. We've got the Hempsel guy coming up, and I had never had a Hempsel before.
I have.
I get to. It's Free Talk Live.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about what you want. Just dial on in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Things are a little different here, though, on Free Talk Live tonight, since we're actually live in studio, in person, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And the we tonight includes me, Ian, and
Brian Hagan.
Brian Hagan's here from various different podcasts. The Corey Moore Show, which is at Corey on a moment ago. He's
right.
A regular on Friday nights on the Corey Moore Show. And also, you host your own show.
I do, as a matter of fact. It is called the Liberty Cats. It's one of the most bizarre little shows out there in the world. It's Liberty themed, but we usually end up talking more about strip clubs and 1970s sitcoms than we do Liberty. But a lot of the times it's amazing, Ian, how those topics tie right back into Liberty. It's almost scary how that works.
Strippers love Liberty.
Yes, they do.
No doubt about it.
Yes.
So where does someone go to listen to your show?
You can just go over to Facebook. I think it's probably the easiest way. If you go over to Facebook and just type in the Liberty Cats, it'll take you to the link for all the downloads and all that. Also, if you just type in the name Kid Bri, K-I-D-B-R-I, on Google, Liberty Cats, it'll take you over to the whole podcast feed.
All right, cool. And that's all free, of course.
Right, and that's done with Taryn Lupo.
Toll-free number tonight, again, 855-450-FREE. Hey, do you need focus? Are you feeling fatigued? We need to get that extra edge when it counts. There's a lot going on in our lives these days, and it can make it difficult to keep track of things, and it's easy to get tired. So don't you wish there was something that could get you out of the rut and give you the focus you need and help you get things done? Well, there might be. Look into modafinil from modup.net. That's M-O-D-U-P, modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students are using this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about how modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work and giving them that critical edge they need. Check it out at modup.net and do your own research. You'll find they've got fast delivery worldwide for guaranteed high-quality modafinil at an amazing price. And you can get an even better deal if you pay with Bitcoin. They support the Bitcoin community. It's a 33% discount. We were talking about how if you want to incentivize people to use Bitcoin, you got to give them a break on the price, and that's a big break. So save 33% with Bitcoin purchases at modup.net. And use code FTL to get 10 free tablets with your order as an added bonus. So, again, don't forget code FTL at modup.net. Now, remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So learn more at modup.net and use code FTL. As we continue here, we've got our special guest, Jay Noon, joining us here. Jay is someone who's been to a number of Porkfest events. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is where we're at tonight. Jay, you live in Massachusetts for the time being. You and I, we've come together on a number of issues where you were actually not paying property tax in Palmer, Massachusetts. They came after your house. Some of the activists from Keene, including myself, Pete Ayer, and others came down to support you when they were threatening to steal your home from you. That actually, that show of support resulted in them putting off the date at least for a few months before they did finally come and forcibly remove you from the place you thought was your home. You filed suit since then. What's the latest on your case?
Well, yeah, actually, I filed a suit on my family farm. My father had passed away about a year and a half ago, and my father beat the town on a property tax back in the 90s.
Didn't he not pay for like 30 years, like his whole adult life, or a good chunk of it? How long was it that he wasn't
paying? Bought the farm in 83 and never paid him a nickel of property tax.
Amazing. And then he passed, unfortunately, a few years ago, if I'm recalling correctly.
That's right. He passed a year and a half ago, and he had filed a federal notice of removal, basically like a counterclaim type thing against the town of Palmer because to remove it from state court into federal court, because the land court in Massachusetts is very corrupt. They, we asked him for the instrument that my father asked him for the instrument. He signed it, compelled him to participate in property tax. And he cited all kinds of court cases that there has to be an agreement, the Clearfield Doctrine, several things. And that worked for him in 1991 when the town came after him, and it was dismissed. And land court just ignores it. But we've looked at land court's record, and in fact, 100% of the time they rule for the town.
So, that's not a shock. So, no. What is it that happened after his death? Did they somehow come down again on him, or was there already something working?
Well, obviously, me being his son, he has four boys, his heirs, we inherited, the property, and we inherited my father's lawsuit. So, I filed.
I see.
I filed an amended complaint as a new plaintiff, and it was dismissed. My complaint was dismissed for failure to state a claim upon which relief can be granted. And, they were asking for a dismissal, the town, of course. And basically what the judge said in him granting the dismissal is that that you have to pay your taxes and the government has immunity. Mm-hmm. So I appeal it to the First Circuit Court of Appeals. What I'm going to do is I'm actually hopefully early next part of next week, I'll get it all up on a PDF format so people can look at it. I'll link it to my Facebook page.
Okay, great.
What I really like for support is if there was anybody out there who wants to write a brief in support of me, July 21st is when my appellate brief has to be in to the First Circuit Court of Appeals.
Okay.
On it. I've been working on it. And also, I'm a pretty independent guy, and I don't want to ask for help, but my friends and close family are like, hey, take some time off of work, hire a guy to go work for you, and put out some help for some donations. So,
what's it cost to appeal to the First Circuit Court of Appeals?
Actually, that part is cheap.
Really?
It's just like $510 or something, or $505. That's cheap. But the hours of research, and I got to have 10 different, everything's going to be 10 different packets. It's all going to be a certain
such a
way.
Hassle. I've looked into filing appeals before with the New Hampshire Supreme Court, and there's all kinds of ridiculous style rules, and you know, you have to have it stapled in a certain way. And
all these little minor details that really mean nothing,
and they can jack your case out as a result of you not following the rules.
And that's another reason why I really got to pay attention to it. I got a couple of friends that have done these kind of things before that are helping me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I had to refile this federal case today and do it all over again, I would do it a little differently. Actually, I do it a lot differently. And I've interacted with some people who have been successful with this that have kind of helped me out a little bit. But there's just a lot of time to be put into it.
Well, I hope that it pans out for you. Now, what's happening with your house? Because you're talking about your dad's property. It was your house was taken by the town of Palmer.
Actually, my house, I really haven't done much with it because I can only handle one thing at a time.
I don't blame
honestly.
You, yeah. What's the window of time that you would have to do something at all? What's the appeal window or whatever?
Well, it would be like 3 years generally be statute of limitations, mm-hmm. but we've found court rulings that when fraud's involved, there is no statute of limitations, especially when it involves government committing a fraud. And that's how some other people have been pretty good. They've actually, some people in Florida have gone 10 years and then they figured out, you know, they were defrauded. And they've filed, and they've actually won.
Is someone living there now?
Actually, no. Nobody's there now. In fact, the guy who bought the place...
wasn't it your neighbor, one of your neighbors who bought the place?
Not really. It's actually... The guy is a very good friend of a very good friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
And so through the grapevine, I found that he's just kind of doesn't want to do anything with it right yet because he's like, doesn't know what to do. Because he knows
so
he's going to be coming down
there.
On
how many years has it been now? 3 years?
And it's been... I think it'll be... 3 years this fall since I was kicked out of there.
So they kicked you out. It was your house. You thought it was your house. They took it, stole it on paper. They then auctioned it to this character who is now just sitting on the property, and it's basically wasting away.
Actually, they keep on sending the water and the sewer bills to me still.
Of course they do. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, man. Well, Jay Noon, how do people get in touch with you for that help that you're looking for?
Well, I put my a Bitcoin QR code on Facebook. And they can get
is it JNOONE? People can find you that
yes,
like that.
Absolutely, yep. And that's the best way to contact me. I mean, you know, and just message me. I don't check it every single day sometimes, but I, you know, and a lot of people through this show have friend requested me and talked to me about this and asked me a lot of questions.
You're a doer, man. I mean, you've got a lot of great legal theories, and we've talked to you over the years about a variety of them. And you're one of the few people who has legal theories who actually puts them into play. You go into court. You do these things.
Fun.
And you have fun with it, and I'm looking forward to you moving to New Hampshire one of these days.
I can't wait to get here.
So we can help document what you're doing. And I thank you, Jay, for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Really appreciate your time, as always. We're going to come back, hopefully, with hempsels, as they are called. I have yet to try one. The gentleman who is making them is bringing them, and I imagine they're going to be hot and delicious, but we'll let you know coming up here in a moment. And you can take control as well of Free Talk.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and J.C. Penney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. select. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Right on close.
Get right in. Water.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at PorkFest 2014. You can go to porkfest.com, PorkFest.com. Thank you to our studio audience, our wonderful audience, for being in here tonight. I really appreciate that. They are here. We are having a good time. And getting the opportunity to talk to wonderful people attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and many of whom are entrepreneurs. These are people who, they've got a product, they've got a service, and in some cases they happen to be really liberty-oriented people as well. But as we were discussing, was it on the air or even off? I don't even remember.
It was on the air.
We were talking about how there's some controversy over some of the vendors might not be 100% libertarian.
Exactly.
Like, who cares? They're bringing cool stuff. Let's talk to them. Let's have a conversation. Anyway, we've got one of the myriad of vendors here sitting with us. His name is Sean House. And Sean, I'm going to bring you on here in just a moment. But also, want to remind you that Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live again next month, July 19th and 20th, at the North American Bitcoin Conference. It's happening in Chicago at the Chicago McCormick Place South Building, July 19th and 20th. Lots of great speakers are going to be there, people from the Liberty community like Jeff Berwick. I actually just saw him poke his head in a few minutes ago from the Dollar Vigilante. They're going to also have Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me. He's also going to be coming to Porkfest from what I understand.
Nice.
And great speakers from the Bitcoin world like Tony Gallippi from BitPay, Roger Veer, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, Charlie Lee of Litecoin, and many more. You can go and learn more and get your tickets for Bitcoin, of course, at btcchicago.com. That's btcchicago.com. And I hear the ticket price is only $100.
That's it?
Yeah.
Man, that's a deal.
It is. And it's apparently also the first Bitcoin conference to ever happen in the Midwest.
And so I bet you can pay with Bitcoin.
You absolutely can. At btcchicago.com. So don't miss it. And we'll look forward to seeing you there as we broadcast live.
So Brian Hagan is with me here from the Liberty Cats, and we've got special guest Sean House on our third microphone. Sean, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me here.
It's great to have you here. And for the first time, I've heard the buzz around the campground. I haven't had a chance to come by the booth yet, and I'm grateful that you brought two of your what are called hempsels here for us to sample.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And so we've got the kind of the standard salty hempsel with some mustard that you brought along, and a cinnamon sugar hempsel. Now, you've combined hemp, which a lot of people are big fans of in the Liberty community, and pretzels. Like, what's going on here? How did this creation happen? Give us the kind of the hempsel history.
Oh, boy. I could probably have written a book. I've been involved with the Liberty community since probably 92 as a registered libertarian. Always been involved with business, you know, freedom of choice, persuasion versus coercion. And I was selling other companies, lip balms and soaps and lotions. And I met this fellow, came up and saw me in the newspaper, introduced himself as Ralph Amato, who had owned No Problem, Inc., that was doing hemp clothing and started this thing called a hempsel.
Mm.
So they were using sourdough pretzels and using hemp seed meal and taking a traditional product and supposedly making it different. So that's kind of how it started. I was like, I'm doing soaps and lotions and textiles and things, food. Everybody's got to eat. You know, you're a guy. How many pair of jeans are you going to wear? How many shirts are you going to buy? But everybody's got to eat.
Only so many in a lifetime, yeah.
Correct. So I ultimately ended up buying the company while the government was trying to close down the hemp industry. Through putting something through the Federal Registry saying that any hemp foods would be illegal.
Wow.
And so the newspapers are reporting hemp foods to be banned. You know, and this is around 2000. And it's terrible because I've borrowed money and I'm, you know, an entrepreneur and never started with a lot of cash. So we had that battle. I was one of the signatories from 2000, 2004. Dr. Bronner's was one of the financiers of challenging the DEA to say hemp foods will not get you high and you should be able to eat hemp foods. There's 0.00000 THC in hemp. That's about the value of one of my pretzels in Bitcoin.
Are you taking Bitcoin here?
I was persuaded through James Babb and some of my fellow Philadelphia brethren to do it this year. Unfortunately, I'm not having success with Wi-Fi connection enough or the guys that are doing Bitcoin will only let you have Wi-Fi if you're only doing Bitcoin, not PayPal or anything. I prefer silver personally, but I will next year rock and roll that way. But we're doing a lot more. I contract with Pennsylvania bakeries. We provide the raw materials that we're importing, which I want to ultimately get from our local farmers, and adding value to pretzels, mustard, and I even brought you guys chocolate.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to the chocolate yet, but that sounds like hemp chocolate.
We're actually working with a chocolatier outside of Reading with Wilbur Chocolate and just adding the hemp seed and things. So, again, we're adding value. It doesn't affect the flavor necessarily.
Hempsels, is it available to anybody? Where do you go to get these things?
Hempsels.com is probably the best to ship. We don't ship the pretzels frozen from Pennsylvania to California or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just too freaking expensive. And I'm having issues with our bakery. We're looking at other bakery options for the soft pretzels. Our mustard's available in Wegmans stores in Pennsylvania, Maryland, New Jersey, New York. That's a chain of really nice stores in the natural food sections. And you might see it in some other places. And we vend, such as this type of vent, and beer festivals and other types
of things. So how long have you been doing this?
Depends on who I'm talking to. I've incorporated in 2005 as Lancaster Trading House, and Hempsels is a brand.
So you do a lot of stuff, then.
As Natalie's Choice. The focus is hemp, but it's creating jobs, protecting the environment, you know, ultimately purchasing hemp. We need more than wheat, tobacco, corn, and soy to be grown by our farmers.
Yeah, we haven't really talked about hemp as a crop. I mean, we've got this one guy who calls the show, Dave from Montana, and he is like the hemp advocate, hemp zealot, and it's such an amazing crop. I mean, like you said, it doesn't get people high, number one. That's probably one of the number one questions people ask about it.
Yep.
But what else is it good for? I mean, besides making delicious treats, what are some of the things
The seed is the nutrition, and last year a lot of the folks were on this paleo diet or Neanderthal diet or whatever it is, and the only thing they would eat would be the hemp seed, which we don't have this year. or the mustard or the nut butter. So we crush that seed as a peanut butter substitute. And yet people have gluten issues. And we've done a gluten, we have some gluten-free soft pretzels done with rice flour, tapioca, and the hemp flour, which is gluten-free. So the seed is a source of nutrition. It's identified as one of the superfoods like chia.
Omega-3s?
Yeah, that thing. And the issue is a lot of people know flax. Hormonal imbalances, right. Doctors will prescribe that. Antiplatelet things with keeping your blood flow going, vitamin E, things of that nature. But flax is very high in omega-3, where hemp has a better balance of 3, 6, and 9. It's a digestible edible protein, so vegetarians are into it. But car parts, concrete, you're talking that type
of... You can build a house out of hemp, right?
The French call it isochanvre. You're using the bark of the plant, lime, crepe mix. And Pennsylvania is the fifth largest producer of lime, and we're from Hempfield Township, Lancaster County.
And fuel, too, right? Can't you create fuel from
we
hemp?
Did. My help sponsor, hempcar.org, I met them at a Normal event. We're vending at Normal. Everybody's got to eat. So
yeah,
I'm hustling our pretzels and mustard and
good
things
place.
That we're doing. And here's these guys come with a Mercedes-Benz that's running on hemp biodiesel fuel. Kelly Ziegler and Grayson Ziegler. And they're, like, not sure what to do. I'm like, dude, you got to come up to... Hempfield Township, you know, they did one better yet. They went up to Henry Anslinger's grave in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, outside of Pittsburgh.
Oh, wow.
Went there first. This was one of the first guys that really demonized cannabis as marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went to his grave first. Then they came to Hempfield Township. Then they went to Three Mile Island. Then Philadelphia, New York, up to Canada. 13,000 miles on hemp biodiesel fuel.
So, Sean, what brought you to Porkfest? Is this your first time here?
Just my fellow brethren saying, yeah. No, this is my second year.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Were you vending previously?
Last year.
All right.
Yep, I was on Ernie Hancock's show. And,
cool.
Yeah.
Glad we finally got you on because I am enjoying the hemsels. Thank you for bringing this. This is going to be my dinner tonight, so I appreciate that. And again, it's hempsel, or hempsels, plural, hempsels.com.
1-800-USE-HEMP is our...
That's a good
our
one.
Number, yeah, it's an old number.
800-USE-HEMP or H-E-M-P-Z-E-L-S, hempsels.com. I wish you the best with the vending. It must have gone good enough last year. You've come back, right?
There's a lot of different balances. It's not just about the money, but I enjoy collecting the silver and exchanging and meeting and networking with people, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I don't imagine you get silver at the average hippie fest or a normal fest.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah?
We'll trade for weed. We'll trade for anything.
Oh, yeah, there you go. All right. Now you know the secret's out. It's on national radio now.
To be quite honest, you come down to the booth and check out the spirituality part. I mean, we've talked years for economics, and you talk about medicine now, cannabis for medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're talking spirituality.
I'm all into that, man.
All different realms.
I appreciate it. Sean Sean House from
hempsels.com.
Really appreciate it. And we're going to, I think, mow out on some of these here in a moment. We've got hour number three on the way, and he's giving us the chocolates now as well. You can take control of the airways. We've got time for you if you dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, live from Porkfest 2014.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains fucoidin. There are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula.
Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.